For Tuesday, July 28th, this is your daily devotion. Let's go. Well, good morning, saints, and welcome back to this, your daily devotion. It is good that you're here. We're going to get right into it. Grab your Bible, open with me, if you would, to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 6, find verse 45, and follow along as I read. Again, that's the Gospel of Mark, chapter 6, verse 45. This is what the Word of God teaches. Immediately, he made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side, to Bethsaida, while he dismissed the crowd. And after he had taken leave of them, he went up on the mountain to pray. And when evening came, the boat was out on the sea, and he was alone on the land. And he saw that they were making headway painfully, for the wind was against them. And about the fourth watch of the night, he came to them walking on the sea. He meant to pass by them, but when they saw him walking on the sea, they thought it was a ghost, and they cried out, for they all saw him and were terrified. But immediately he spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid." And he got into the boat with them, and the wind ceased. And they were utterly astounded, for they did not understand about the loaves, but their hearts were hardened. Oswald Chambers titles today's devotion, "After Obedience, What?" And this is what he wrote. We are apt to imagine that if Jesus Christ constrains us and we obey him, he will lead us to great success. We must never put our dreams of success as God's purpose for us. His purpose may be exactly the opposite. We have an idea that God is leading us to a particular end, a desired goal. He is not. The question of getting to a particular end is a mere incident. What we call a process, God calls the end. What is my dream of God's purpose? His purpose is that I depend on him and on his power now. If I can stay in the middle of the turmoil, calm and unperplexed, that is the end of the purpose of God. God is not working towards a particular finish. His end is the process, that I see him walking on the waves, no shore in sight, no success, no goal, just the absolute certainty that it is all right because I see him walking on the sea. It is the process, not the end, which is glorifying to God. God's training is for now, not presently. His purpose is for this minute, not for something in the future. We have nothing to do with the afterwards of obedience. We get wrong when we think of the afterwards. What men call training and preparation, God calls the end. God's end is to enable me to see that he can walk on the chaos of my life just now. If we have a further end in view, we do not pay sufficient attention to the immediate present. But if we realize that obedience is the end, then each moment as it comes is precious. I want to thank you for joining in on these daily devotions. I do trust that you are being challenged. I do trust that God is speaking to you, that he is calling you to a new and a fresh way of living for him. Tomorrow, we look at Revelation chapter 1, verse 7. I hope that you'll join us. In the meantime and in between time, I'm Pastor Patrick, and this is your daily devotion.